चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपपदा मह्यं तथाधीशपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सार्वशाखं सहगना गगनतान्वितं स्थं सहिवं साद्वैतं साधुतं कृष्णसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ च भक्ते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्ताकांशन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हृदि प्रिये वांशापोषितृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नितानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासरी गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे इति गुह्यतमं भूया शृणु मे परमं वचः तिष्ठोऽसि मे विधुमिति ततो वक्ष्यामि ते हितम्। Sarva Guhyatamam. There's Guhya, Guhyatara, Guhyatamam. What is that declarative, imperative, and superlative?
Yes.
Guhya is confidential secret. Guhyatara, more confidential. And Guhyatamam, the most confidential. So, Sarva Guhyatam, the most confidential of all knowledge. And Prabhupada comments, that means anywhere else in Vedic literature, you won't find anything as confidential as this. Knowledge of Brahma, you look through the Upanishads, you'll find so much knowledge about Brahma realization, something about Paramatma. But here the target is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life, and devotional service as the means to reach Him and as the eternal engagement of living being. This is Guhyatama, the most confidential. Bhuya, again, let me, Vakshami, I shall speak about this again. Why again? Because he's already spoken in the ninth chapter when he's about to speak. Twice repeated to stress the importance of this message which the impersonalists and inferior philosophers proceed to distort in their own ways because they don't accept what Krishna says. No, Bhui, again. Paramam Vacha, my supreme word, the highest thing that I have to say. Paramam Vacha. And why am I, why will I speak it? Ishto sine kintamati. Because you're very dear to me. The same thing was spoken at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter. Again, I'm speaking to you. Yoga Prokta Puranta, this ancient yoga system. Bhaktosine Sakacheti. Rahasyam Yetavutta. You can understand this secret confidential knowledge because you're my devotee and you're my friend. When we have some confidential secret, we don't broadcast it to the multitudes. We don't tell our ordinary acquaintances. We confide in some dear, close friend. So Krishna tells Arjuna, I'm speaking this to you because you're my friend. The demons are the enemies of the Lord. Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Daiva Asuras Tadviparya. There's no use telling the demons, think of me, so become my devotee. They're not going to become devotees. No use instructing them in this way. But you're my friend, so I'll speak to you. And through you, I'll speak also to those who are favorably inclined, those who are at least innocent and willing to hear. And the demonic, what can be done? Bhaktosi, you can understand. Rahasyam, hieta uttama. Again, it's a pearl of this highest message. You can understand because you're my devotee. Even though the Lord will give this message twice in the book, the mundane speculators will say, oh, Bhagavad Gita is about so many things. Try to screw up some impersonal meaning from Bhagavad Gita. Because they're not devotees of the Lord, nor are they friends of the Lord. Imagine what kind of friend I am. Somebody says, oh, Bhaktadas, yeah, he's blind, he's deaf, he's dumb, he has no intelligence. He's crippled. That's not very friendly. But the impersonalists say that Krishna has no eyes, that means he's blind. He has no ears, he's deaf. He has no legs, he's crippled. He's impersonal, so he has no intelligence. That's simply insulting. And in the name of Bhagavad Gita, insulting in this way. So, ishtosi me kintam, you're very dear to me. There's a sweet relationship between Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna has agreed to become the Partha Sarathi, although he is Parameshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the worshipped by all the demigods, sages. Still, he agrees to become the charioteer for Arjuna out of love. The made Pratasti Kartavya. He has no duty, he's not obliged by some sort of rule to serve as charioteer. Ichchami Rupam. Yes, Abhi Yasya Chachesthate. The whole material nature is moving just by his desire. What is that? Yes, Yadnaya Bhavati Samvrita Kala Chakra. Kala Chakra. The sun is moving on its chariot by the mere order of the Lord. The Lord has no need to drive Arjuna's chariot personally. But he does it out of love. Out of love. Arjuna also had the choice, Krishna or Krishna's army. And Duryodhana, oh, I'll take the army. And Arjuna, oh, I'll take Krishna. Out of love, Krishna agreed, yes. Same sort of thing. Krishna knew that if I give a choice, this foolish rascal Duryodhana will choose the army. And Arjuna will choose me, just as we were hearing this morning, that the Krishna knew that these demons will protest, why should we have the tail? Among the tails, we want the head. So Krishna knew that Duryodhana, with his materially calculating mentality, would think that I had the army. And he knew that Arjuna, out of love and out of confidence in Krishna, would consider himself fortunate. I'll just take Krishna. I wish to host him. Very dear. Mayite Teshu Chapya. Ye Bhajanti. What is that? Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. Name Dveshyosti Nakriya. Krishna says, I'm equal to everyone. No one is dear to me and no one is neglected. I'm not hateful toward anyone, or favored like a judge. A judge doesn't have any personal prejudice. I like this, I like the plaintiff, I like the defendant. No. Equal. Or the son. Son doesn't say, I like the rich man, I don't like the poor man. Son will shine equally everywhere. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. If one engages in devotional service to Krishna, then yayatama prabhajyate tam sattagrishanya. Krishna reciprocates. If we want to avoid Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. If we want to approach Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. Oh, when someone engages in the service of the Lord, although the Lord is equal to everyone, he says, mayite teshu chapya. Such a devotee is in me, and I'm within him. Sadhava Hridayam Mahyam. Sadhava Hridayam Svaham. What's the rest?
Madanya Tevi Janati.
Madanya
Tevi Janati.
First word?
Sadhava Hridayam.
No, first word of that third one.
Madanya.
Madanya.
Na
Tena Janati. They don't know anyone but me.
No.
Not Twaham.
Naham Tebyo.
Naham Tebyo Manavapi. So they don't know anyone but me. I don't know anyone but them. The sadhus are in my heart because I'm in their hearts. Sadhava Hridayam Mayam. Sadhava Hridayam Twaham. Well, this sadhu means devotee. sadhu reva samarthe. So, out of love, ishtosi, me vidham iti. The acharya's comment that vidham iti means that you have complete faith in my authority. What is that earlier? Shishyasthena shadimam tam papadha. I completely surrender to you as your disciple. No one but you, what is that, can solve my problem. I don't know what to do. I'm bewildered about my duty. You can tell me what is to be done. So Arjuna approaches Krishna. Elsewhere, what is that? Arjuna says, no one else but you can answer my question. Tvadanya samshayas yasya cheta na upapadite. No one else but you can drive away my doubts. No one else but you. Thank you very much. Very good. Not only memorize the verse, but know where it fits. Tvadanya samshayas yasya. No one but you can drive away my doubts. So, vidhamiti, Krishna, Arjuna has firm faith that I simply have to accept what Krishna says, and that will be perfect. The spiritual master, the disciple, takes the words of the spiritual master the same way. Guru mukha padma bhakya chitete kuriyakya. I'm not Guru Maharaj. I just have to accept the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. Everything will be clear. If the bona fide spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, so the his word will be as good as Krishna's word. As long as he speaks the same message, hearing from him is as good as hearing from Krishna. So the yasya deve param bhakti deve tathagata tasyaite tathagata prakashate. And the bona fide spiritual master, when Krishna says manana bhavamat bhakta, he won't say, think of me. Think of Krishna. Manmana means Krishna is speaking. You think of Krishna, surrender to Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna. He won't say the impersonal something within Krishna. And when Krishna says, Namam Dushpita Namuta Pradayante Narayana, Maya Pitagana Asura Bhava. The bona fide spiritual master says the same thing. That we don't care what a big man you are, what, how much money, how much education. If you don't surrender to Krishna, then Radhama Muta Dushita. So Krishna, ishtosime vidhamati tato vakshami tehitam. I'll speak to you for your benefit. He's not speaking like some of these blowhard scholars who just speak to enhance their career, to fortify their CV, to impress an audience, to advance on their career path, to flatter their own egos, to say something different no matter what. He's not like that, or to get to cheat people to take their money, to get fame or become great in the eyes of others. Tehita. Krishna's already the greatest. He doesn't have to do anything. But it's for Arjuna's benefit. Tehita. Whatever Krishna says is beneficial for the whole world. Actually, Krishna is speaking for Arjuna's benefit, but for our benefit also. For the benefit of all those who follow in the footsteps of Krishna. Lokanam itakari rochibune. The Goshamas. They're acting for the benefit of everyone. Real benefit is to repeat what Krishna says. That will be beneficial for the speaker and beneficial for the hearer. Lokanam itakaru tato vakshami teta. Not because of love. When we love someone we want, when we care about someone we want them to benefit. So we are concerned about their welfare. So Krishna is the father of all living entities. He's ultimately concerned with everyone's welfare. And he's especially speaking to Arjuna to establish that this message is meant for the devotees. It's meant, this Bhagavad Gita is meant for devotional service. This is the eternal business of the living being, to serve Krishna, to love Krishna, to be engaged in the eternal service of Krishna. All right, some questions or comments? Yes, Dr. Dev Prabhu.
This afternoon I saw the photos they were taken of you at college program today. And I was wondering what you said to benefit the college audience, as a big audience, they were all great. So
what did I say for the college students today? Main message was chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right, that's the main thing I said.
We have a recording also.
We have a recording to prove it. We don't have to speak something very unusual, creative, extraordinary, something that would startle this whole assembly. Yoga Prakta Purana, we say the same old things. Krishna is God, you're his servant. Life is meant for devotional service, sense gratification will make you happy. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. The part has to serve the whole. The hand has to serve the body. I remember there was one Rath Yatra festival in San Francisco. At that time, the San Francisco Rath Yatra was the Rath Yatra festival. I don't think there was any other major Rath Yatra festival. The devotees would, Prabhupada would come, and the devotees would be there. It was a big thing. And one year they invited two politicians to speak at the start of the festival, two local politicians, which was, you know, usually they just chant Hare Krishna, we just chant Hare Krishna and have our festival. But they were, the devotees took some extra effort and brought these two leading political figures, and they both gave their brief remarks. The first politician said the usual, we congratulate you on this festival, it's wonderful, we're here, so many people from different backgrounds in our city, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And there were indirectly, or not even so indirectly, he was indicating that he was the right person to vote for. And he spoke. It was all right. Then the second politician spoke. And he'd done a little more homework. And he quoted something, as I recall, from Bhagavad Gita. And he didn't distort it, he just said something. I think he also indicated that he wouldn't be a bad fellow to vote for. But anyway, he quoted Bhagavad Gita. Said something. So now, this politician has quoted Bhagavad Gita, now it's Prabhupada's time turn to speak. So I'm thinking, you know, now this man has quoted Bhagavad Gita, how is Prabhupada going to respond? How is he going to react? So Prabhupada began his talk, and he said, as I recall, that I've given the example many times, that just as we have to pour water on the root of the tree, and the water will be distributed to all the roots and branches, or just as we have to leaves and branches, or just as we have to put food in the stomach, it will be distributed to all the parts of the body. So we have to engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of God. And he totally ignored everything that both politicians had said. Didn't give them a reference, a nod, an acknowledgement, not as Mr. Such and Such has quoted Bhagavad Gita, nothing. Not a word. Just as I have given the example several times, several. No, we could even count how many times Prabhupada has given these examples. But he never got tired that I've said this before, now what I say today is different. How can I innovate? No. Or I've chanted this mantra before, what other mantras could I chant? The same thing. Same mantra, the same message. Not that we have to do something new. Prabhupada quoted some proverb from Bengal that walk on your hands or do something, but don't do what everybody else is doing. Do something different. That's not our path. policy. The same thing. Even in Krishna, no other Prabhu to Purasa. Not that now this is a new Manvantara, a new Yuga, I'll come with a new message. Same yoga system that I spoke to Vibhishan. Vibhishan spoke to Manu. Manu spoke to Chaku. That same message I'll speak to you. So to teach Krishna consciousness, to spread Krishna consciousness, we don't have to do anything very difficult, very challenging. Just say the same thing. Repeat the same mantra. Repeat the same message. That's our job. The mailman, postal peon, probably used to say, doesn't have to get into the message and improve it and revise it. He just has to deliver it as it is. So whatever we've heard through the parampara system, whatever we've received, that same thing we have to speak. That's our job. You're not going to get paid more to say something new. This is our job. What Krishna has said, again we will speak. Not like the scholars who have to say something new, something different, something innovative, something striking. What Krishna says, we repeat. And that's our training, how to hear from Krishna and how to repeat the same message. And that will be effective all over the world. If we add something of our own, change things, distort things, then it won't be the same. The potency will not be the same. But if we just keep it as it is, it will be effective all over the world. Yes.
Maharaj, Arjuna was an illusion, so Krishna spoke to the out of all the knowledge, this is the highest, what he's going to speak now. So why is he giving it at the end?
Why is Krishna giving the highest knowledge at the end? That's what you always do. When you give a speech, your big point comes at the end. When there's a book, the conclusion is where you conclude. If you write a legal brief, what you want from the judge, what you want the judge to decide, comes at the end. That's your wrap up, that's your conclusion. And so, in conclusion, and then you make your main point again so that no one will listen. Krishna already made the point right in the middle of the book, Manmana Bhavamadbhakta. But now that we're reaching the end, he wants to give this as the last word, the conclusion. Like a mathematical sum. It's not an equation, but what do you call it? Mathematical tally. There's a bottom line. That's, what you have to pay. So, the conclusion. They say that in America, it's kind of an expression. Someone's speaking and speaking and speaking. You say to them, bottom line, bottom line. Don't give me the whole story. What's the conclusion? Bottom line. Or else if the person himself may say, so, bottom line, and he gives the conclusion. Because that's finally what we want to know. What do I have to do? What's my main point that I have to take away from this? So, Krishna at the end is reaffirming Bhuya again. I've already said it once, but once is not enough. Let me say it again at the end. so that it will be unmistakably clear to everyone except the demons. The demons will still say it's not to Krishna, it's to something else. But for those who are Ishta, who are Bhakta, Sakha, who are dear to Krishna, they'll understand this. Let me think of Krishna, let me become a devotee of Krishna, let me worship Krishna, offer my obeisances to Krishna. Is that okay? Something else?
Marge,
there is a, you said Yogi Purana, this knowledge, this message should be always repeated, but then we also hear this time, place and circumstances, and how to repeat this old message in the contemporary, you know, environment, and who is, and how, and who is, how to say, who should make the, this decision and change, and ascertain actually this circumstances when the message should be, I don't know.
How to speak according to time, place, and circumstances, when to make some change, who has authority to.
Yeah.
Really, the main thing is to say the same old thing. It's not that because we're in a different time, a different place, a different circumstance, we have a very different message. Prabhupada was in New York, in Mexico, in Moscow, in India, Australia, Europe, same message. Same message. Manmanam, Manmanpakto, Manmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanmanman thought it was the same message. Even when Prabhupada was, he came to New York City and he found that he was preaching to these hippies. Hippies means against the government, against authority, in favor of mixing like anything between men and women, intoxicants like lifestyle and chapatis, taking intoxicants like anything, against war, in favor of peace. There was an expression at the time, make love, not war. Instead of fighting, have sex. So this was their worldview. And Prabhupada came and he's teaching in the middle of their headquarters, the part of New York City where these hippies used to congregate. And he's speaking, no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat, no illicit sex. And Krishna tells Arjuna, fight! So Prabhupada didn't water it down. He didn't pussyfoot. You know what pussyfoot means? Okay, this is our English lesson for today. Mark this one in your book, pussyfoot. A pussy is a little kitten. In here they just roam around, but in America and Europe they keep the cats and dogs as pets. So the little kitten is also affectionately called a pussy. And the little kitten walks very lightly. You see sometimes how the little kittens are just hardly touching the ground, they're just so lightly walking. So to pussyfoot means to make your message so light that no one will feel it. to avoid coming out and saying what your real point is, to skirt around things, to make it as hardly felt as possible. That's called pussyfooting. It's especially practiced by politicians and others who have some reason to beat around the bush or obscure their message. So Prabhupada didn't pussyfoot. Even he said that my Guru Maharaj's method was the chopping method. Prabhupada said, I never compromised, my Guru Maharaj never compromised, I never compromised, nor should any of my disciples ever compromise. So Prabhupada was straightforward. If you liked the message, good. If you didn't like it, then Hare Krishna. But he wasn't prepared to say something to please the audience. This is the truth, and if you're honest, you'll take it. So, that's the main thing. Prabhupada didn't... I hardly saw Prabhupada adjust. The message was always practically the same. But, still, he'd speak to a particular person, selecting a particular message, particular part of the philosophy, or he would apply it in a particular way. That requires experience, expertise, purity. So the acharyas, the great acharyas, they addressed. Or not. And we have to follow them, Mahajaniya Nikatasatanta. So we may sometimes make some adjustment in the container. Prabhupada said, old wine in a new bottle. The bottle may change, but the wine should be the same. So we may be on the internet instead of sitting in the forest of Naimisharanya. Or we may be in any other media. But our message is essentially the same. But how to present it according to the particular audience in such a way that it will be attractive, that requires, that Prabhupada discusses that in the first canto, that these matters should be presented as it is, but attractively in such a way that it will be appealing to the audience. That requires realization.
Why is this most confidential knowledge spoken only to Indians?
Why is it spoken?
Only to Indians.
Only to India? Not spoken only to India. I'm not from India.
Very few people only know about Bhagavad Gita.
Hmm?
Before advent of Srila Prabhupada, only few people know about Bhagavad Gita.
So it starts in Bhagavad Gita. India, but then it spreads all over the world. It's like, what are you going to blame the sun? Because how can you rise only in the east? Why don't you spread yourself around a little bit? Rise in the west on Tuesday, rise in the east, south on Friday. It rises in the east. But in the course of the day, it will cover the whole sky. So this knowledge, it's not actually Indian knowledge, it's transcendental, but it appears first in India at Kurukshetra, of course, first Krishna Sai spoke to Vibhishan. Vibhishan wasn't an idiot either. But now they're speaking to you here in India. But in the course of time, it will go everywhere. That's the mission of the BBT, to publish Krishna's message in so many different languages, as many books and as many languages. And that's going on. And along with the books, the devotees, of course. Is that right? All right, shall we stop here?